expensive travel weekend. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. AAA estimates about 39 million people are hitting the road, and with record gasoline prices. Fox's Nate Foy is at a gas station in New York.
$4.60 is the national average, but the price here in Manhattan, $6.39 for a gallon of regular gas at this particular gas station, $7.19 for a gallon of Supreme. Now, if there's any good news, the silver lining here is that this time last week, the average price across the country was just 1 cent different than it is now. But last month, the average price for a gallon was $4.14. And last year, it was $3.04. So that makes a big difference in travel plans for this holiday.
Meanwhile, air travelers are facing hundreds of cancellations because of weather and other factors. Anger in Uvalde, Texas, after investigators revealed officers waited in a hallway for nearly an hour before storming the classroom where a gunman had killed 19 children and two teachers. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Imagine the parent who has to go through this for the rest of their life. And they will be thinking, was my child still alive and could have been saved? So that was another fact that we weren't told.
President Biden and the First Lady will visit Uvalde tomorrow to meet with victims' families. Calls for more gun laws continue after the recent mass shootings. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Jake Auchincloss.
Republicans say that, oh, the answer to bad guys with a gun is good guys with a gun. Well, 19 good guys with a gun waited in the hallway at Robb Elementary School for 48 minutes from the first 911 call while there were 100 shots fired.
Protests continue today outside the NRA convention in Houston. Authorities are warning that much of the U.S. Southwest will see critical fire conditions this weekend due to low humidity and high winds. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Two fires have merged to create the largest wildfire in New Mexico history. Both been traced to planned burns set by U.S. Forest Service managers. One of them apparently started from remnants of a planned winter fire that laid dormant through snowstorms. The findings shift responsibility more squarely toward the U.S. Forest Service for initiating a natural disaster that destroyed at least 330 homes. A California woman is sentenced to more than a year in prison for hitting a flight attendant.
A woman who admitted assaulting a Southwest Airlines flight attendant was given a 15-month federal prison sentence and ordered to pay nearly $26,000 in restitution. 29-year-old Viviana Quinones was charged with interfering with a flight crew member after prosecutors say she struck the flight attendant while airborne, breaking her teeth. The incident began after the crew member asked Quinones to stow her tray table and put on her face mask properly. Last year, airlines reported more than 5,000 incidents of unruly passengers to the Federal Aviation Administration. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A farmhouse that inspired a horror movie sells for much more than the asking price. Fox's Lisa Brady reports.
For a lot of people, The Conjuring is terrifying, and it's based on the real-life experiences of a family in the 1970s. Their old farmhouse in Burleville, Rhode Island, just sold for more than $1.5 million, more than $300,000 over the asking price. The buyer is Boston developer Jacqueline Nunez, who tells the Boston Globe it's personal, around her own beliefs. She plans to continue the paranormal business the most recent owners had started, and they plan to stay involved, too. That business includes day tours, live streaming events, and nightly paranormal investigations. Nunez says she looks forward to experiencing things and doesn't think the energy in the home is malevolent. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.